If the economy is so bad, why are technology companies humming along?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Earnings season is underway. How much money companies are making could tell us a lot about this economic recovery. It looks like one of the bright spots will be the technology sector. Yesterday, the chip maker Intel said it earned nearly $3 billion last quarter, and other tech companies are expected to show profits. We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to explain what's going on with tech.
In spite of the recent volatility on Wall Street, analyst Mike Raimondi at IHS Global Insight says technology companies have performed consistently well.
You do have tech stocks that are surging.
Raimondi says this is partly just the upside of corporate downsizing.
They've shed a lot of their cost, slimmed down, gotten rid of a lot of people, so their earnings look much better.
And Raimondi says even with the recovery faltering, sales of high-tech equipment continue to strengthen. He predicts they'll be up 6% this year, nearly 10% in 2011. Carl Howe is a technology analyst with the Yankee Group. He says businesses that put off upgrades during the recession are now going shopping.
Eventually, you've got to replace some of the gear you bought several years ago.
And when that new gear helps your company become more profitable, all the better.
People use technology to make themselves more productive.
So even if people hold back on most consumer spending, Howe says, they'll still keep upgrading their smartphones and laptops every time a new model comes out. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The White House says its economic stimulus package is creating jobs. The White House Council of Economic Advisors will report on the measure's progress this morning. Marketplace's Elisa Roth joins us live to discuss. Hi, Elisa.
Good morning.
Republicans say the stimulus package is pretty much a waste of $850 billion. What is this morning's report going to say?
Well, not surprisingly, the administration disagrees with the Republicans. The report says that so far the stimulus package has saved or created 3 million jobs and that it's set to meet its goal of 3.5 million jobs by the end of the year. The government's put money into all kinds of projects, you know, clean energy, construction, economic development. And what we're reportedly going to hear today is that all that government funding has also encouraged the private sector to come up with so-called co-investment.
Co-investment, what's that mean?
Well, Christina Romer, who's head of the Council of Economic Advisors, is testifying on Capitol Hill this afternoon. She's apparently going to tell Congress that for every stimulus dollar from the government, private industry has put up at least $3 of co-investment. The Republicans think there are more effective ways for the government to create jobs, by tax credits, for example. But for its part, the administration really wants us to know how successful the program has been. Tomorrow, President Obama is going to be at a groundbreaking for a new plant in Michigan, where they'll be making batteries for electric vehicles.
Okay, thanks for the update. Marketplace's Elisa Roth.
You're welcome. Take care.
Now let's do the numbers. Stocks around the world are mixed this morning. Unlike Wall Street shares yesterday, the Dow Industrials ended with a 146-point gain at a close of 10,363. Demand for home loans just hit a 13-year low. That's according to the Mortgage Bankers Association this morning. These are loans to buy homes. Refinancing loans have fared better, what with mortgage rates being near record lows.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering Save the Game, a financial literacy app for children designed for iPod Touch and iPhone, available on the App Store. And by Reputation Defender, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. ReputationDefender.com/market.
The oldest freeway in the car-loving state of California sits right outside our Marketplace studios, and it is showing its age. The road is getting some much-needed structural repairs, but reporter Eve Tro says it's also getting cosmetic work done. And with California in a budget crisis, that has raised some eyebrows.
The Pasadena Freeway hasn't changed much since it was built 60 years ago, with narrow lanes made for slower cars. Today, it's an infamous Los Angeles driving challenge. Just getting on it is harrowing. It doesn't have on-ramps, only stop signs.
All right, passenger has to be lookout, okay?
All right, after the second car here. All right, go, 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 go,
okay,
go.
Okay, okay.
My God.
Rico and I made it on okay, but that's just the beginning of this road's issues.
There's places where there's no fencing, there's places where there's no walls, where it just looks like it's abandoned.
Dali Colorado has lived most of her life near this freeway on the east side of L.A. She's thrilled the government is spending $17 million to make it safer, with new medians and concrete sidewalls, because she likes the ride.
You can see the river, there's all this greenery, there's all these parks.
It's so pretty. The road's been named a National Scenic Byway. And that means another change. The Pasadena Freeway is going back to its maiden name, the Arroyo Seco Parkway. All the signs have to be changed. It's costing taxpayers $650,000. A lot of Angelenos say that's way too much, like Jackie Gibson.
Did we vote on it? I didn't. I mean, there's better things we can do with that $650,000.
But the California Department of Transportation says the money came from a grant earmarked only for this project. Judy Gish is a spokesperson.
Funds from the Federal Highway Administration would not be able to be diverted to be used to fund schools.
Resident Dali Colorado agrees it's expensive, but she sees how the new, old name could attract visitors.
Open up Sunset Magazine and it's like, come to historic Arroyo Seco Parkway, you know.
But she says probably only tourists would call it that. Locals will likely keep using the road's least romantic moniker, the 110. In Los Angeles, I'm Eve Troh for Marketplace.
And finally, congratulations to Joan Ginther of Bishop, Texas. Last month, she won $10 million in the Texas lottery. That's a big improvement over 2008, when she only won $3 million in the Texas lottery, and 2006, when she won just $2 million in the Texas lottery. Yet, it's not as good as 1993, when Joan won $11 million in the Texas lottery. You know what? I bet she never wins again. These things have a way of evening out. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.